From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. World Health Organization warns the Zika virus, seen as a possible cause of severe birth effects, is spreading rapidly throughout the Americas, could affect as many as 4 million people. Here is UN Health Agency's Director General Margaret Chan.
Last year, the virus was detected in the Americas, where it is now spreading explosively. As of today, cases have been reported in 23 countries and territories in the region.
WHO says the mosquito-borne virus was originally seen as mild risk to humans, but it has since rapidly become a public health threat of alarming proportions. In the United States, President Obama has called for the rapid development of tests, vaccines, and treatments for the Zika infections, which until now have resisted all treatment efforts. Syrian opposition says it will not be at talks on the situation in Syria scheduled to begin in Geneva later today. The Saudi-backed group known as the High Negotiations Council said yesterday the responses they have received to their demands for an end to airstrikes and the lifting of siege in Syria are not acceptable. The council did not rule out joining the talks later. Political leaders in Somalia have agreed on a framework for holding elections this year. Framework announced Thursday after 2 days of talks in Mogadishu calls for the creation of an upper house of parliament with 54 seats allocated among Somalia's states. No dates so far set for the elections. Current government's mandate runs out in September. This is VOA News. Here in the United States, President Obama has directed his national security advisors to counter efforts by Islamic State militants to expand into Libya and other countries. President emphasized that the U.S. will continue to counter IS plotters in any country where it is necessary. U.S. Army General picked to head the U.S. and NATO forces in Afghanistan warns the security situation in that country is deteriorating. Lieutenant General John McNicholson told the Senate Armed Services Committee Thursday terrorist groups such as the Islamic State and Al-Qaeda continue to see Afghanistan as an attractive sanctuary. He warned the U.S. may not need to take more aggressive action. It may have to in its approach. And approved by lawmakers, Nicholson would take over as commander of U.S. and NATO forces in Afghanistan from General John Campbell, who is expected to retire. In U.S. politics, Republican presidential candidates on Thursday held their last debates before Monday's Iowa caucuses, the first event in which voters actually make their choices for their party's next presidential nominees. Most of the candidates quickly addressed Fox News mediator Megyn Kelly's request to, in her words, address the elephant not in the room. That was Thursday night, when frontrunner Donald Trump was not participating in the debate. Texas Senator Ted Cruz, who is closest to Trump in the polls, responding to Kelly's request.
I'm a maniac, and everyone on this stage is stupid, fat, and ugly. And Ben, you're a terrible surgeon. Now that we've gotten the Donald Trump portion out of the way.
Trump held a separate event, which was a fundraising gathering for military veterans. His event was carried by Fox News competitor CNN. For the Democrats, Hillary Clinton and Senator Bernie Sanders are in a tight race going into the Iowa caucuses. U.S. and South Korea officials are privately saying they believe North Korea is preparing a missile launch within the next week. One U.S. official who requested anonymity told Reuters that increased activity had been detected in North Korea. Japanese media reported the satellite images showing that North Korea seems to be setting up a long-range ballistic missile launch from the Tongchang-ri site in western North Korea. That is the site used to fire ballistic missiles that can travel more than 10,000 kilometers. North Korea maintains the missiles are rockets for launching satellites into space. And stocks rose on Thursday, the Dow Jones Industrial Average climbing 0.8%. Other markets did as well. Crude oil was ahead 2.8% at $33.22 a barrel.
That's the latest world news from VOA.